Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Now then, standing in Peel is a former Commissioner's Chairman, Roger Gimbert. Unsuccessful in the last election in Peel, he's married with two children, moved to the island in 1973, a member of the Positive Action Group. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Gimbert.
Good morning.
Obviously, Peel has, you've listed them here, quite a few issues, also listed national issues. Are you going to be a domestic MHK, if I put it that way, or are you going to be a national MHK?
I'm going to be a bit of both. I think that the people actually want local representation, but they also need central representation.
You mentioned, amongst other things, you're for a publicly elected chief minister. Now, can the Manx people be relied upon to get that decision right?
Well, I think so. I think that what I said on Talking Heads is still valid. I think that we need to have the chief minister who is actually endorsed by the people. And I think to do that, we need to actually have a sitting MHK. He put his name forward, voted on by Tim Wald, and endorsed by the people.
But would they vote the sort of person who could stand up to the pressures of being Chief Minister, or rather than someone who's very popular, etc., but might not be the right man for the job, particularly in the 5 years ahead?
Well, the right person for the job, in my opinion, is the current Chief Minister. It's actually the current Speaker, which is Mr. Rowden.
Right. Well, as far as the government is concerned, you say they didn't fight hard enough over the reciprocal health agreement and the changes in the VAT agreement. Now, we don't know how hard they fought in the VAT because it all happened behind closed doors, and they did win a £50 million rebate on the first year. So that's fairly hard fighting, isn't it?
No. I think that they should have actually gone to them and actually proved how much we were actually benefit the UK economy by how much we actually send down to London. I think that the City of London would be able to tell the UK government that we actually do provide them with an awful lot of income. I think it's over £800 million.
But the argument is that we have actually been getting more than we should have been getting. So in effect, we've been getting more cookies out of the cookie jar than we should have. So we've been banged up to rights, haven't we?
I don't think so. I think that we've been getting what we've been entitled to. I think that the UK government have just looked at the way it's been allocated and they've just come back to renegotiate it so that they can actually get more off the pot, basically.
You say we should be on a better footing with the UK, but if we argue our case is stronger than we're doing at the moment, that's not likely to happen, is it? We're likely to fall out with them. So how can we balance that?
Well, we used to have it where we had a good working relationship with the UK, but at the moment, because they're short of money, they're actually looking for every means of increasing their income stream, which is what we need to do as well. But what we're finding out is that if they actually take 100 million off us, that's 20% of our income. But to them, it's a drop in the ocean. But what we need
so
to
they
do-
should be more generous with us?
Well, not more generous, but they should actually accept the fact that we are actually providing them with a lot of income coming into, you know, the UK.
Speaking of generosity, you say our pensioners should receive the most generous pension the government can afford. That's the point, isn't it? The government can't afford the pensions at the moment.
Well, the thing is that people have actually paid into the pensions via the National Insurance all of their lives, and it was a bit of an issue that they, you know, they've actually turned around now and said that they can't afford it. So I think we need to find ways to make it happen.
A crown dependency and our relations with Europe. You want a referenda on that. What happens if the population says, yes, we should split? We should go our own way. It would give us some problems, couldn't it?
In some ways. I think we'd actually have to link in with another country. I think if you're looking at whether to be part of the EU or to be part of just the EEA, you could link in with some like Norway, which actually would give us all of the...
That's been suggested by Phil Gorn, of course. It was suggested, I think, on Tim Wald Hill. Local issues, the sewage in Peel.
Mm-hmm.
What's your view on that?
Well, I don't want a regional sewage treatment works in Peel. I think there are multiple issues with that. Whether or not there is a smell, I think there will be a smell. I think there'll be a visual blight. But some people say that there won't. What people have to realise that there is also going to be an impact on house prices in the area, which can leave people with a negative equity in their property, which we need to make certain that we stop.
And you want more things coming Peel's way. Presumably we mean government offices and things like that. Is that likely?
Well, I hope so. We've got the DEFA building in St John's, and I think that what we need
it's moving towards you, isn't it?
If you put it slowly but surely.
Wheels and moved it, it could get you eventually.
But the thing is that, they're talking about town and village regeneration, but they're not actually moving any of the government departments close enough to actually benefit the regeneration schemes.
What's your view on Tim Crookle's tenure?
I prefer not to comment on that.
That's well, obviously you're standing because you think you could do a better job than Tim Crookle.
Yes. I think I'd be more representative of the people. I think that I'd listen to the local issues and I'd be a stronger voice in Tim Wald and Keys.
And you think Peel has a good future? Obviously, it's got the yacht harbour now. It's got various other things happening for it. The future's bright, do you think?
It can be. We just need to keep on fighting to make certain it happens.
Mr. Gimbert, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Roger Gimbert, one of the candidates standing in the Peel constituency in the general election in the autumn. It's 8 o'clock.